and you worked 8 till 5, so you worked for 8 hours. And the day started when Jack McCaffrey drove the steam crane. And there was a whistle fitted to the boiler on the steam crane, and at 8 o'clock he blew the whistle. And everybody started working. My dad said, "Come on, it's bloody 8 o'clock, you're not out to work yet." We were 5 to 8. They've got to be on the job, you know, not in cabin and turning out at 8 o'clock. You have to be there ready to go. You know, tools are ready for 8 o'clock. And a typical day, it would depend just where you were in the cycle of things, really. You might be some days you would spend where you didn't get any blocks at all. You got maybe a 6-inch lift, they called it a lift, which was a bed of stone that was, well, it wasn't thrown away, but it's put in the crusher. So it would have to be got off and broken up into manageable size pieces and put into a skip that was then lifted by the steam crane and tipped into a dump truck and put in the crusher. Or anything like shale or the waste was put up and you put that in another skip and it went down the tip lap, so all the shale and stuff didn't get in the crusher. And woe betide you if you put, there was stuff that they called burnt as well. It was like
red
soft stuff. And don't put that in bloody crusher. Woe betide you if that went, you know, if that way, because they were, you see, the rock getters were on piecework. Dick was on piecework. And now he paid me from what he got. So he paid my wages when I started working the first year. He was paying my wages. And so he got so much for his blocks. He got so much for the stuff that went to the crusher. And he got so much for the muck. For the muck skips. So woe betide him if any burnt stuff got put in the skip for the, what, I mean, they come down shouting and bloody bawling about all this burnt going in crushing. We don't want burnt in chippings.
So what, was there a good camaraderie between everybody?
Yeah. Marvellous, yeah.
And what were the conditions like to, you know, obviously we live in a bleak, nasty weather at times, so how did that affect
grim.
You?
Yeah. Well, they were when it was raining, and they got wet time when it rained. But it had to be, you know, you couldn't pack up and rain just because it was drizzling. You had to work on if it were. You know, but there were no such thing as working in, like we worked in at Jameson, in wetsuits and gloves and stuff. I mean, if you'd asked for a pair of gloves when I started work, gloves, lad, what do you want a pair of gloves for? Get hold of that bar, it's got frost on it, but it'll soon warm it up.
So what was wet time? Was that when
wet time, they got so much an hour for wet time. They got paid for sitting in the cabin.
Right.
You sat in the cabin and played cards.
Right.
And we played cards for a penny of time.
And of course there'd be no canteen, would there not? So you'd
no
have to
canteen.
Take your
no, everybody
own.
Took, there was a stove in the cabin, a coal stove that somebody lit in the morning, and a lot of the old timers used to bring the tea I should imagine it would be a pint and a half of tea in a metal, what do they call it now? Brew can, yeah. And they used to have a lid on it and they would usually drink it without milk. It used to usually come without milk and they would bring it, but we then got to say where we put a kettle on the stove and it kept on. Put on in the morning so it'd still be sort of simmering away so you could brew up at 9:30 and at 1 o'clock, and at 9:30 Jack McCaffrey blew his steam whistle and everybody went back to the cabin. And it was quite away from, you know, sometime like from where you were working, you had to climb the ladders to get up the face to get onto the top again to get up to the cabin, and you'd have your half hour and then you'd turn out again. Jack McCaffrey watch out at, like looking at watch and go out, blow his whistle for 10 o'clock, and then again at 1 o'clock for finishing.